This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm John Brown. The country is facing the worst blood shortage in over a decade. Shortages are relatively common, but the ongoing pandemic, bad weather, and the holiday season have led to canceled blood drives. Cronkite News' Kirsten Dorman reports the American Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis.
Normally, it's preferable to have a 5-day supply of blood on the shelf. That's according to Courtney Sloniker. She's the executive director of the Red Cross Southern Arizona chapter. Lately, she says, they've had a supply for about a day or less.
It's really the worst blood shortage we've seen in over a decade. So that tells you something about where the blood supply is resting right now.
This time of year is usually more challenging. Blood drives get canceled because of everything from weather to COVID-19. That's according to Sue Thu with Vitalant. That's Arizona's largest nonprofit independent blood provider. Thu says blood drives aren't happening like they used to.
Prior to the pandemic, we were running about 300 blood drives every single month across the state of Arizona. Right now, we're down by about one third or about 100 blood drives a month, lower than what we were before the pandemic.
In Arizona, more people are stepping up to give blood.
There are some people that can't donate, so I try to make up for those that can't.
Richard O'Connor has been giving blood for 45 years. He says he does it because it's his civic duty.
There are a lot of people in need, and when hopefully people will be there if I ever need blood.
Sloniker says that with more people like O'Connor donating blood, it's created a challenge to get people booked.
We need more blood drive sponsors that sign up to actually host a blood drive with us. Then there's a location where all these donors that are ready to donate have a spot to do so.
Vitalant is also offering virtual blood drives. A hyperlink unique to the organization hosting the drive is sent to participants. Thu says they can then donate at any Vitalant donation center or blood drive nearby.
It's a way to keep that feeling of togetherness with the people in your organization, even though we might be further apart right now.
Sloniker and Thu say it's important to donate regularly. Blood can't be stockpiled. Sloniker says whole blood only lasts 42 days.
Help us prevent shortages. We need you to donate now, yes. But we also need you to donate in 3 months, in 6 months, in 9 months, and in 12 months. And having those regular ongoing donations is going to help us curb a future shortage.
Thu says most people don't realize how important a regular blood supply is unless they know someone who's needed it. For Thu, that realization was very personal.
Three of my immediate family members have been blood recipients. My father had a heart attack on Christmas Eve and was rushed to the hospital during the most difficult week of the year to attract blood donors.
Thu says her father relied on blood from 15 different donors during his surgery and for a month after.
Because of those 15 blood donors, my dad lived another year and a half. And that's really what we're talking about, is the fact that, you know, blood donors give us time with the people that we care about. And there is no substitute for it.
Most people don't wake up expecting to need a blood transfusion that day. But Thu says some people need regular transfusions to live.
There's a young lady named Adeline. She's a Valley 6-year-old, and she's receiving her 95th blood transfusion this month because her body can't make her own red blood cells. And there are hundreds of people every single day with stories like that, that depend upon blood donors.
That's why Sloniker says there's no better investment than giving an hour of your time to donate blood, which can potentially change someone's life. Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope that launched on December 25th is now completing its first phase. Cronkite News' Talia Lopez reports on its historical findings.
The Webb telescope is now sending back images of a single star. That's after a lengthy process of aligning the observatory's primary mirror. The University of Arizona's LED near-infrared camera was used to collect light and identify the isolated star near the Big Dipper. 18 mirror segments work together to capture data of the star, slightly being adjusted over time. Those images will be stitched together to create an entire image of the star. The image will be ready this summer, according to Marcia Reek, principal investigator for the NIRCam instrument at UArizona.
So we are taking data step by step to get those to where they will be delivering the beautiful images that we will show off. We're hoping by something like in June, we'll show the first real science images.
Reek says there were many naysayers who thought this voyage was too complicated to work, but she says she's proud of the international team that made it possible.
We've come together, worked together, and have produced a telescope that is going to take data that will completely change the face of astronomy.
Images will continue to become clearer in the coming months as three other instruments reach operating temperatures and begin capturing data. Talia Lopez, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Talia Lopez and Kirsten Dorman, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm John Brown.